The man suck on that flam and hay. There's a machloikis, according to a mayor who holds that Maisa Sheni is mom and gavoa. What about an esug of Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim? Can a person be yotzin mitzvahs at dalav mina with esug? Does it have a din of lachem to be yotzin mitzvah? And if Ashi says you're not yotzin because since it's mom and gavoa and doesn't have it's not lachem, doesn't have din mamon, you're not yotzin. But Rabbi Chiyah Abin holds that you're yotzin since this had to achila. So l'chorid needs pshat because the other gimel minim of the lulav, aside from the esrig, are not roi l'achila, and therefore you need a bialis of moment to own it completely. So how do we know mehechitesh l'mechalik by esrig that linyan by the that you would be yotze since you have no bialis of moment since it's moment gavoa? So according to Rav Asi, who holds that you're not yotze, that beyond the bialis of moment you also need het v'achila, and without that it's not lachem, that's okay, because we could say that esrig, since it's roi l'achila Yerushalayim, not only to mitzvah Shem Yerushalayim, so it's not called lachem without the het v'achila. But according to Rav Chiya, how are you yotze with esrog of Maisa Sheni, since he holds that it's mom and gavoa? It's not mom and hedjet at all. What happened to Loch Lachem, just like the other meaning? And especially according to the Shita Sarambam, that het v'achila is not halacha, it's not bechlal halacha in lachem, but it's halacha in the Shem Pri, that we don't call it a Shem Pri, you need Priyei Todah, unless there's het v'achila. So how is it, according to Abchia, since it's roi l'achila, even though it has Din Pri, but since it's mamon gavoa, you need lachem, and the Ram paskins like Rav Chiya. So that he paskins like Rav Chiya that you yotze with an esrog of Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. On the other hand, the paskins in Perigim for Maisa Sheni Loch Yitzayin that Maisa Sheni is mamon gavoa. The ein mekachavos isha. So the Rav explained that heter achila is a halacha, is a halacha that legabe achila, it's called lachem. That even as relates to all other things and all other uses, it's Maisa Sheni is mom and gavoa, and you can't sell it, you can't be makadosh b'osha isha, but legabe achila, even Rav Meir agrees that it's lachem. It's not just a separate heter to eat at Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. You're eating b'tos bailim. And they have l'gabei achila, they have bailus in it. And that's said, this is explicit in Toises and Bava Kama and Daf Samaches. Toises Lashon is, the lo dami, the hektash, me achash, the huktash, yotzim yishus bailim, avol kem vay, afa gav, the moment gavohu, mikomakom habailim, zakoyim, la'ochlub Yerushalayim. And this is what Rav Chiya holds, that the gabe achila is called your bailim, and therefore that's enough bailis to be called lachem by esrog Yerushalayim of Maisa Sheni, because you're a bailim and you're yoisi. And if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam also passes the gabe matzah and challah, that Rav Asi passes matzah shel Maisa Sheni. And he patters an isa of Maisa Sheni, because it's not called lachem, because it's mamon gavoa. Because as it relates to that, it depends on the din mamon. But but since we hold, like Rav Chiya bar Abin, that heter achila is sufficient, because the gabay achila is called a bailin, so the Ram paskins perk vav from chametz matzah, that you can be yoitze with matzah of ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, and also paskins in perk vav from hilchos bikurim, isus ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim is chayiv and chala, even though paskins that moment gavoa. It's lechoy, it should be that it's not lachem. The teretz is that Yerushalayim with his heter achila, and he's considered bailim in yin achila, so it's called lachem both for chala and for ma'aser sheni.